In just a few weeks, they flower and develop seeds of their own. Then, before they can grow any larger, the sun kills them. But their seeds live on, ready for when the rains return, even if that is a century from now. North Africa wasn't always so brutal. Scattered across the Sahara are glimpses of life before the apocalypse swept over the land. In the north, a petrified forest, trees turned to stone, remains from a far distant, wetter past. White sediments in the heart of the Sahara are the dried-out remains of what was once the world's largest lake. In the east, ruined cities hark back to a time of plenty. And here, deep inside Libya, is Messak Setafed. Carved here are hundreds of images of animals, all drawn from life.